Well, hello, everyone. It's always a pleasure to talk to an entrepreneur who helps other entrepreneurs. And today I've got just such a guest. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Leadership Powered by Common Sense with your host, Doug Thorpe. Here's Doug.
Greetings, everyone. You're back on Leadership Powered by Common Sense. I'm your host, Doug Thorpe, and today I have a very special guest. Her name is Lindy Nowak. She's out of the great state of Florida, and specifically Miami. You can see from her background, that is not a green screen, folks. That's her real deal. So you can start the envy clock right now. But Lindy, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And as I said in the lead-in, we're going to be talking. You are an entrepreneur who is doing some amazing things for entrepreneurs. But before we get into the details of that, tell everyone a little bit about your backstory, your journey. It's always interesting to know where people have come from.
Thank you. Well, I spent most of my career as an art director and creative director in New York City. I worked mostly big corporate brands, started at L'Oreal, and then I moved to a company called Carol's Daughter. And that actually took me to Brazil, where I worked for a small agency in Rio de Janeiro called HAF. And there I worked on the L'Oreal account as an art director. And then when I came back to New York, I found myself in publishing, and I worked as a creative director at Entertainment Weekly, Bon Appetit magazine, and then my last position was at Women's Health magazine. And what was interesting about being in publishing is that I was on the marketing and sales side, so there was a real opportunity to work and partner with different types of companies and really focus on a 360 approach to helping other brands market themselves, not just through print magazine, but also online as well and events. Then about 4.5 years ago, I got a great opportunity to move to Miami. And when I got here, I said, looking around, I'm like, I'm not sure corporate is for me anymore. And I come from a family of entrepreneurs. I have a huge family and they're all in restaurants or crafts. My father was a really well-known graphic artist in the town I grew up in Michigan. And then my sister, she's also an artist and she owns a bunch of retail shops as well. So I said, well, it's time for me to give it a shot. And I opened up a company, a small boutique agency of marketing and branding here in Miami. It was called Lino Creative at the time. And what was happening, we were doing really well and great, basically just got most of our business through referrals through New York. So we had a lot of large clients, but we also had a lot of smaller independent clients located here in Miami. And while we were doing well, we kept on getting small businesses, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people who were starting their own gig, and they'd come to us and say, I need a website and I need it yesterday and I only have a fixed budget. Can you help me? And at that time, we just didn't have it in our business model to help these people get their website up quickly. So just before COVID, I started thinking about this a lot. And, you know, you spend a lot of hours putting together, you know, deep, intricate, complicated proposals for these big companies, anywhere from 20,000 to 40,000 and up. And that's a lot of time, money, and effort. And I said, you know, I always had this dream of having a productized service that was very transactional. And at the same time, I really, really, really wanted to help these small business owners really get to where their business needed to be without having them, you know, without breaking the bank just to get their website up. Because in a day of SaaS products and in social media and everything's moving so fast, there's just got to be an easier, more efficient way for these business owners to get up and running and have the business, have a website that they deserve, that their business deserves, and that works for them and brings in revenue. A few months later, that's how Up in a Day was born.
That's amazing. So talk a little bit more about what that package offering is for the small business.
Sure. So Up in a Day is a website service that, and basically we build websites for small businesses and entrepreneurs in a day. These are Squarespace sites. They are fully optimized and they're super, super easy for the business owner. So when I was creating the whole process of being able to get these websites done in a day, from customer onboarding, there's a process for that, all the way to the designers who, you know, can easily and enjoyably build these websites in a day. And then, of course, the review with the client. It's really just about the ease of getting these websites up. Obviously, we have to stay within a relatively low budget for these small business owners. So I priced everything accordingly, but really it's just a turnkey website service. So the way it works is, you would come to us and you say, "Hey, I saw you guys on Google, or you were referred to me. I have this business. Can you help me?" And then I, right now, as the client onboarding person, can decide whether or not an Up in a Day website is right for them. So it's very easy. We have a 15-minute consultation. And then after that consultation, we schedule their build out day. And then before that build out day, they send us their brand assets. And then on the day of their build out, we have a live review with them, just like you and I are talking right now. And we make any edits to the website at that time. And then we launch the website. And people love it. They love it because literally all they have to do is pay for the website, send us their assets, and then just like that, their website is up and running. And then we have a subscription service too for those who don't have time or don't have the staff to make edits to their sites.
Very nice. Very nice. And I know in a lot of the small businesses I serve, that is a very critical need. There's a general awareness that if you're going to have a business, you need a website. That's just become part of the dynamic. I know a lot of people count that in the social proof aspect of running a business. If you can't be found on the web, there's a perception that you really don't exist. You really don't have something going on. It's not as much about the storefront and the old real estate phrase, location, location, location. Well, your location is on the web. So will your packages also include the e-commerce components? If somebody has a product or a menu of things that they can sell online?
Yes, that's a great question. We have a regular informational, kind of like a brochure style website package. And then we also have the e-commerce. So our e-commerce packages are perfect for people who have either one-off products or a lower inventory. So the way we work when we build out the e-commerce website is that we basically, because we have to build it in a day, so we're limited, you know, within a 12-hour time frame. So we set up their entire inventory system, the entire store, up to 15 products. And then if they have more, then we can do that at a later date. Or usually what happens is we send our clients off with a Loom video, and it's a custom video where we show them how to make updates to their site. And that's perfect for small business owners in like Main Street shops, because people, let's say it's a gift shop and they have limited inventory of certain products, right? So if they're constantly getting in new products from a seasonal standpoint, it's much easier for the business owner or maybe the manager of the store just to get on their website and plug in the new inventory and manage it from that end. And so that's why we send them off with a Loom video. Of course, we can, you know, again, the subscription service, but it's really great for like small shops, small gift shops, we have art galleries, for example. We have a few art galleries that we work with, and they love the Up in a Day because, you know, typically they come to us with a lot of artwork that needs to go on their website. And it just needs to look beautiful because, like you said, Doug, that when people are looking for your website, they're shopping online, they're making comparisons online, they're looking at you and your competitor to see if they trust you.
Right. And there's a lot to be said for the structure and design, the ease of use, the whole user experience aspect of it. And it sounds to me like with your background, you've got a lot to offer in that part of the whole model.
Yeah, thanks. You know, you mentioned that. And one of the things that we pride ourselves on is customer service, and we have to. We don't only just build new websites, but we also fix really bad websites. And that's most of our clientele. And it's sad because I would say 85, 90% of the people that come to us have cold feet. Why? Because they have, you know, been outpriced by other agencies. They just can't afford it. Or they've had a really bad experience with their website designer, whether it was somebody that they hired, whether a cousin, somebody's friend, happens a lot.
Or a lot, yeah.
Yeah, or sometimes agencies that just haven't given them, you know, the service and the quality that they expected. And so when they come to us, they have really cold feet. So there's like a trust issue there. So it's really my responsibility to make them feel comfortable, to be very communicative about what they're getting, what the process is, and what to expect. That's so, so important. And also that's why it's in a day. It's not just because, you know, we go after clients that are like, I need a website now, but it's for people who are like, I've had a website done before and it took 3 months to get it up. So Right. That's why we get it done quickly.
Right. I like that. And you said something in your kind of ramp up there. You talked about the process you've designed. And I'm a big fan of that. When I work with small businesses, I've got a very simple and easy to understand framework. I try to introduce business owners to the mindset that everything you're going to have in your business is going to break down into three simple buckets: that you got people, process, and profits. And, you know, people might be self-explanatory, intuitive. If you're going to grow a business, you're going to add people to it. So you've got a whole dynamic of how do you pick them? How do you coach them? How do you lead them? How do you train them? What do you expect? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The profits is about knowing your numbers. It's not just about getting money in the bank. There's a lot more to owning an effective and growing business in knowing the numbers and how what you do affects the numbers and so on and so on. But the one that a lot of entrepreneurs miss is the middle one, process. If you're going to be repeatable, scalable, and have a reliable offering in the market, you have to have a process on how you get there. So talk to us a little more about your process. I mean, you touched on onboarding and some other things, but can you shed a little more light on what your process looks like?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because I agree with you 100%. It's just, it's a fact. The process is so important if you're looking to scale. Process can come from, you know, like I mentioned before, customer onboarding, what that looks like, because I don't always want to be the customer service onboarder, right? Somebody eventually I'll have to hire that done, and it's got to be very seamless. Again, very easy for the customer because we are customer focused first, right? And then the other process that we have is, you know, for the designers, even for the copywriters. So when I was starting the company, the first thing I told myself is, how do I scale? Where do I want to be in 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years? And I'd write that down. Of course, it changes over time because your business is always changing for the better, hopefully. And one of the best advice one of the best pieces of advice I received when I first started Up in a Day is to create a processes that is scalable in which one day you could franchise the business. It doesn't mean that every business should franchise, of course. I mean, that's a very, you know, unique approach. But what it means is you, when you, as a business owner, entrepreneur, you're setting up this business, right? You don't want to work in the business forever. You are an entrepreneur and you're setting up this business technically and hopefully so you can work a lot less and the business is running seamlessly, just like a machine. Or as my business coach will say, picture Up in a Day, like you're going up in a water park and you have your big float and you just, it goes up and up and up. And then you get on the float and it just goes down and it goes up and it goes down, just like a machine. And so I have sticky notes all over my office, just reminding myself, you know, have the end in mind. Where do you want to be in your business? So I, sorry, I went off on a tangent there, but process. So actually the process for Up in a Day took me about seven, I know it sounds a little crazy, but it took about 7 months to really create and hone down to make sure it works. So there are so many processes involved. Even when we, for the copywriters, for example, there's a whole template that we give them once we have a, like per industry. So we work across several industries, but each website built out for certain industries is totally different. It's a different process. And so for the copywriters, they get a specific template so that they know what to write and where to plug in the right copy. When we talk to our customers at the end of the build out day and we're having a review, there's a processes for that so that you're not skipping over anything that they need to know and that you need to show them in the website. Right? It's all about customer first and making sure that they're happy and that they understand and are clearly communicated to.
That's so valuable and so very important. And it's interesting you alluded to the franchising mindset. You know, I think most people know that at the core of a franchise model, it is just that. It's a process. It's a repeatable, known entity, known quantity that's going to go to market, and it can be plug and play. You plop down a new facility, and boom, there's your you load it with all those processes, which may include equipment or service models, but it's a repeatable, reliable process that has been tested and proven at some, you know, possible laboratory. I know I'm going to digress a minute. Once upon a time, my last business that I owned, other than what I'm doing now, was across the hallway in an office building, a Class A office building, from the headquarters of one of our local restaurant chains. And the funny thing about that is that their test kitchen was in their facility there. So we would go to work every day and we had these aromas wafting across the atrium over to our place. Some days they were wonderful. Other days it was like, oh, you missed that one. but it was just that. It was a test kitchen. And so they were trying stuff out. And sometimes they'd, you know, blend something that when it came together, it had a terrible, terrible smell. And they would, you could hear the ventilators cranking up and getting rid of it. So, back to the point, you know, it's just undeniable that the need is there to create a process if you're running a business. And there's something else you said, Lindy, that I find fascinating, because it's interesting how often I run into entrepreneurs that haven't done the thought process about the end in mind. What is the end game? Is it about scale? Is it about exit? Are you trying to build an asset that you hope one day you can sell and it will have a marketable value for some multiple of earnings or income that, you know, can suit your need or your desire? And it's interesting to me, the longer I do what I do, that I run into business owners that haven't thought about that yet. Maybe they have this very vague notion. Maybe they're, you know, 28 or 32 years old and they get this great idea and have an opportunity and they launch, but they haven't really thought about the definition of what the end game is going to look like.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. To be honest with you, my end game was to work less. I spent hundreds of days and hours working corporate positions. And the entire time I was working corporate, I was like, something in the back of my mind didn't matter how successful I was, how much money I made. It was, I'm not sure I'm loving this. So when I started Up in a Day, even after Leno Creative, I said to myself, why are you creating this? You're creating this obviously to help other business owners, right? But why are you creating it for yourself? And I think that's something that's really important for all entrepreneurs to ask themselves every day. And if not every day, then once a week, making sure that you are living your best life, that you're enjoying what you're building, because at the end of the day, if you don't have the end in mind, then why are you doing it? So my end is to either franchise, well, to work less. That's why for me personally, I set up Up in a Day to work less, as well as to sell or to franchise, whatever that looks like. Of course, the business is always evolving. And earlier I mentioned the, you know, planning out, you know, the business model so that you have like, where do you want to be in a year, the 3 year and the 5 year mark, right? All of that is built around your revenue stream and your profit and loss. And that's something that I've learned along the way, that you can have these goals, but how do you get there? What are the tangible actions that you need to take to get there? And the easiest, in my opinion, once you run the numbers and you have them in a place where you can easily access them and play around with them, maybe once a quarter, once a month, is that, you know, every day you're just reminding yourself like why you're here.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Well, Lindy, I'll tell you what, it's time to take a short break. We're going to hear a word from one of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Business is all about solving complex problems as fast as you can create them. Become the best problem solver by leading others to greatness, too. And the first step is going to DougThorpe.com. Doug Thorpe is known globally for coaching entrepreneurs and business leaders, improving their performance and the work output of everyone surrounding them. You can find health, wealth, and happiness by learning to lead others to health, wealth, and happiness. Go to DougThorpe.com now and order Doug's books or hire him to coach your managers. That's Doug, T-H-O-R-P-E.com.
Hello again, everyone. We're back. This is Leadership Powered by Common Sense. And today I'm visiting with Lindy Nowak. She has an amazing company that she runs out of Miami, Florida. It's called Up in a Day. That is a website creative company that she helps small businesses who literally show up on her doorstep with that request. Hey, Lindy, I need a website and I need it yesterday. So when we went to break, we were talking about the numbers. And as I alluded to in my own business coaching model, I have a bucket that I just simply call profits, but what it really means is knowing the numbers and working the numbers. And Lindy, you mentioned in your own model, you produce your numbers, and then you make an intentional look at them periodically to see what's there, see what's going on, see what's available. So talk to us a little further about your own approach to that.
Sure. So Up in a Day websites, it's a transactional service, right? So that means that once our customers come in, they leave, unless we try to keep all of our customers on a subscription-based service so that we have recurring income. Again, if you want to sell the company, it's good to show that you have recurring income, especially with a business like ours. So what does that mean from a profit and loss standpoint? It means that we're constantly having to take a look at our numbers, see where we need to be by the end of the quarter, or even sometimes I go by the month, depending on what time of year it is, and see how many websites we need to sell to hit that benchmark. So our benchmarks for Up in a Day are set by quarter and then by month, which is an interesting way to do it because we have to find the business. If it's not coming to us by referrals, then we have to go out. So that means we have to have a marketing budget set aside that is that needs to work to bring in a cold audience, a cold leads, I should say. And then deciding what channel we use to find those cold leads is always very interesting as well, because we, you know, we're only a year and a half, 2 years old now, 2 years young, and we're still testing the market, and the market is always changing. Whether we go out and push with our time and effort and do organic marketing, or if we do time, effort, and money and put money behind advertising dollars. So that's why we have to be like sticklers with our P&L and look at the revenue that's coming in on a monthly basis to make sure that we hit our numbers on a quarterly basis. And of course, by the end of the year.
Yeah. That's an important discipline. And it sounds like you were directed in a good way to understand that. I just got an internet interrupt here. We'll edit that out when it happens. it sounds like you were coached in a good way on how to look at those things and think about your numbers. And it, as I often say to some of my clients, especially right when we're getting started, you know, just like the old joke is, I have to have money in my bank account. I still have checks. Well, it doesn't work that way. And you have to be able to take those numbers and I mean no disrespect to anybody. I'm trying to say this in as big and empathetic way as I can. It's very understandable if you're listening and you're struggling with your business model. You've had this great idea. It's your baby. You've launched this service or this product that you're passionate about and you want to get done. But all of a sudden, after you pay all the bills, you can't pay yourself. That's a big problem. Or you're scrambling and fretting and staying up late at night wondering how you're going to make that payroll next Friday. And it is an incredibly frustrating and emotionally challenging place to be in a business. And working your numbers, knowing your numbers, and learning how to monitor, plan, strategize so that those numbers produce the results you really want. That's a big part of it.
I have been there. When I was setting up the business, I must have spent 6 months of sleepless nights, like just worrying about money. And you know, it's easy to sit down at your desk every day and get ready and start working in the business, and you start doing all the stuff that you like to do. Well, for most people, especially entrepreneurs, money's scary. Seeing where the money comes in is scary. And most importantly, like you just said, paying yourself at the end of the day. When does that happen? And how does it happen? Our model for our pricing model is set into thirds. So we have our operating, overhead, and profit. And that's how I priced out our websites. Now, all of our websites are, you know, a fixed price unless they get something like an add-on service, like copywriting, which is great, but even that's built into thirds, just like an agency model. Because and then once the profit comes in, well, when does Lindy get paid? What does that look like? And even though it's my company and the way we set it up just through our LLC, you know, you have to remember that Lindy also needs to make rent at the end of the day. So when, you know, that's part of the overhead. And then of course our operating costs are minimal, which is great. So yeah. That's another great thing about having a productized service. When you don't have a lot of overhead, it's very helpful when you need to maybe put some of that money aside for advertising dollars. But yeah, like you said, it's like, it can be scary to look at the numbers, but you just have to do it. You have to, it just takes doing and sitting down and turning off your phone, turning off all that social media, like closing your email, and really pull up your Excel sheet or whatever you're using, a whiteboard, you know, with a graph of, you know, what, where your projections are going or could go or should go, looking at your bank account, your profit and loss, and sitting down and getting it figured out. Once it's figured out, it like takes a huge load off your shoulders. Scary to look at first, at least for me. But once you do it, it's just like control. Another quote that I like live by right now is overwhelm. Overwhelm equals chaos, like chaos in your head. If you feel overwhelmed, you're scared and you're out of control. But when you are in control of your finances, you have confidence. And it is so true, at least for me, when I know where we are from a profit and loss standpoint, and even if we're like, oh my gosh, we need to start bringing in some websites, we need some leads, like, it's like, okay, let's do it. But sometimes like when you're like lower on the scale, you work harder to bring in the leads. When you're kind of like sitting there padding along, let's say you have $100,000 in your first year, second year, sitting in your business account, you're like, okay, well, we're good. But as soon as that starts dropping, you start to get creative and really start to take action towards, you know, your actual revenue projection and goals.
The other thing you mentioned along the way, and I like this, and it has to do, I think, with the vision of where you want your company to go and what you want to be about, who you want to serve, and so forth. You talked a little bit about being able to make specific intentional moves day by day. So it's like, okay, well, here's where I want to go. What do I have to do to get there? And I don't think you use the word intentional, but that's a word I often assert and encourage people to think about, is to make the time in the day be intentional toward the success of your business.
Yes. Every day you walk in, run the business, like you, with your end goal in mind, basically run the business with your end goal in mind. And maybe the end goal is just to keep going and enjoying what you're doing. And that's amazing. That's great. But if your short-term goal is to stop working in the business and spend more time with your family, you're working on the business. That's more fun. Entrepreneurs, we love working on the business. Sometimes we're not great at working in the business. So work towards finding somebody that can help you work in the business, a team, so that you can do what you do best. And if that's like getting all the crazy ideas to grow the company, that's awesome. And that's a really, and that's an angle of mine. So if you walk into the office every day, sit down at your computer. Okay. How should the business be running right now? And you run the business all day long like that.
Yeah. So very important. And speaking of fun things, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Do you have a client story that you can share that was particularly either challenging from a creative way or really fun and exciting to get involved with?
Sure. Actually, funny story. At the end, it was fun, but during, it was very, very hectic. In December last year, oh my gosh, it must have been December 15th, 16th, like a week out from Christmas, we had a law firm come to us who was desperate for a website. They came through as a referral and they needed the website up within a week, gosh, maybe even less. But on top of that, they also needed a logo, like a whole identity, which we offer for new businesses. But it's not in an up in a day, you know, process. That's not up in a day. So they need an entire identity. They need a full copywriting services. And we're talking a law firm. So we had to really work hard to make sure that the copy has to be like obviously legally correct and like super right. So within a week, I had about six people working on this project, myself included. We worked through the holiday and we got it done. I think we were done. Oh, this is so crazy. We took the 25th off And on the 26th, we had the review and they launched. And even then, they're still our clients. But it was so crazy because their entire team was also working over the holidays. So it was pretty crazy, but that's the kind of stuff that we do because that's what we offer. So I couldn't say no.
It sounds like a group of attorneys who just came together at the last minute to form
firm.
You know, that happens in their business. They, you know, yeah. A couple of guys get an idea and they leave where they are, or they know people and they ponder this idea for a while. And then they finally one day over lunch, pull the trigger and say, all right, I'll go back to my office and quit. You go back, you quit, and we'll go start our new firm. And
that's what from what I understand, that's what happened.
Yeah, especially if they still needed the branding and the logo to start with. That's usually that would be my guess what happened. Yeah, that's
for sure. That's oh, my goodness. The other thing that happened with them is during the review, they were viewing the website. They were sitting at a round table in a conference room, and they had put the website up on a projector on the wall. And I learned a lesson here. Don't ever do that if you're looking at your brand new website on a projector, because the copy, everything's going to look really small. And so they were asking me, I was doing the review, and they're asking me to make the copy really, really big. And then at the end, it was just like super goofy. And we had to go back and revert back to what we had before. It was just...
That's funny. That is, and I know that design creative world can be really tricky, and I'm guessing people come to you and they might have some preconceived ideas, and then when you get it on a page or on a screen, you're going, hey, that doesn't look so good. That's not such a great idea. Let's do something else.
I know. And you know, we're just like, whatever you want, that's totally fine with us. But you know, we designed it this way for a reason. But I will say we've been so lucky that all of our clients thus far, knock on wood, have been absolutely amazing. So, and why? Because we're very specific about who a up in a day website is for. And it's not for somebody who wants to sit and nitpick at every single little margin and, you know, design and color, you know, like really just want like a million edits. It's for busy business owners who just need to get up and running with a great website, and they have their branding. They give it to us. They trust us. Just get it up so I can focus on the business of my business. And that's the key component of who an up in a day website is for. And typically it's a lot of like professional services who need that type of website because they're busy. They're working in the business.
Yeah. They just need that effective landing page where they can refer people, and then a contact button and an address and map maybe.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
How to find me.
It's true. And actually all of our websites, they're very specific. The way we don't just like design like a pretty website. I set the business up so that, even with the copywriters, that all of our websites are built from a marketing standpoint. So they work as a marketing tool, especially now during COVID. Again, like I said before, when everyone's shopping online, that messaging is so key. The first thing you read on a website, people spend 3 seconds on a website before they make a decision. Either they're bouncing or they're going to stay and scroll, whether mobile or desktop. So the messaging is of utmost importance. That and like even like the design and layout of the website is built for the marketing sales goals and the audience of all of our customers. So we, like I said earlier, we work with multiple industries. And so there's like a certain, you know, every audience is different. So we just make sure that we have a clear understanding of their goals so that when we design the site, we know exactly what we're doing. So we can just like plug it in and get it right the first time.
Well, it's such an intense moving target because at least my understanding, talking to a lot of the marketing people I know, As people get accustomed to one look and feel, pretty soon they're hungry for something else. And so they start moving around or going in different directions, attracted by a newer and different look and feel that's consciously or subconsciously, mostly subconsciously, they're looking for that something different, and they just don't know quite what it is. So from a marketing standpoint, gauging that and pegging that on the dot, man, that's a daunting challenge. So kudos to you guys for working in that space. I'm glad I don't have to.
Thank you, Doug. It's all processes. You ask the right questions and you get the right answers from our clients, and it goes right into the copy block.
Perfect. That's great. That's great. Well, Lindy, thank you so much for being on the show. Tell people how they can get a hold of you if they are hungry or in need of one of those quick websites. How do they get you?
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you and a lot of fun. Anyone who's interested, check us out, see what we're about, www.upinaday.co, that's C-O. And you can book a consultation, you can give us a call, also our Instagram at upinaday, LinkedIn. So that's where you can find us.
That's great. Well, everyone, if you're listening by audio, we will have those links in the show notes, and you can get the information there. And do reach out to Lindy. It's a great service and a wonderful idea. Also, I want to remind you that we are on video over at the YouTube channel of the same name, Leadership Powered by Common Sense. You can see the beautiful sights of Miami Bay. Is that which water body is that behind you?
This is Biscayne Bay. So Biscayne, everyone's okay. Looking at downtown Miami.
I'm my envy meter is already way up. I wish I was there. I love that area. So, I'm jealous, but, I'll digress. Anyway, we're on YouTube. You can, see the video. Take a look over there. We'll have all the show notes there as well. And I want to remind everybody that we are publishing our episodes twice a week. We're out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So set your reminders if you're a subscriber to the show. And if you do join us on YouTube, please do subscribe. And that way you'll get notices of everything new that we've got coming out. So thanks for listening in, and we hope to see you again soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Leadership Powered by Common Sense, hosted by Doug Thorpe. If you would like to know more about the coaching and advisory services he provides, visit DougThorpe.com.